Time now to take five for your community on WAMW. Our guest joining us on the phone is Matt Riney, computer science teacher at Washington High School. Matt, thank you for talking with us today. Good morning.
Well, thanks for having me. I'm excited to be here.
Well, I'll tell you what, Matt, we wanted to get you on because you got something really big going on. And I've said this before, we do our best to educate folks on what's going on in the walls at Washington High School, but so many unique things for these students, hands-on things. And here's just an example here with your computer science classes. Tell us a little bit about what you've been doing in the past few weeks here.
All right, so we've been really fortunate here at Washington High School because we've developed a partnership with the division up at Crane Naval Base, the Trusted Microelectronics Division. And all year, this is stretched back to June, all year myself and some individuals from up at the base have been developing projects for our computer science students to complete. And this week's the week that we're doing it. So from the division up at Crane, we've had individuals come down and lead and teach classes. And all these individuals, we've had three individuals down that have doctorates. And they're all in the classroom helping the kids out, leading them through these projects. And it's just a crazy rewarding experience for them to be able to interact with these industry professionals.
Well,
some of the projects that we've been doing, our cybersecurity class, they got to practice being the bad guys, actually. And they got hands on some code, we'll say, from the enemy. And they were able to go through the code and find some arm and launch codes for a rocket. And the guys up at Crane developed a rocket launching system that they brought down. And our students were able to test these codes. And if it worked, it actually shot a rocket that went up higher than the water tower.
That is so cool, man. I mean, can you imagine what these kids are getting to do here? It's amazing. What else you got going there?
We got another class. Our entry-level coding class, actually, is doing a protected volume series or volume control. We're not saying volume like turn it up or down on the radio right there. We're saying like a protected space, okay, a protected volume. So the goal for this class, they learned about different sensors such as light sensors, conductive tracing sensors, switches and everything, and how to code those, how to operate those to where if they go off, an alarm sounds. So pretty much what we're doing is we got our kids some boxes, some shoe boxes, if you will, a box with a lid on it, and they're putting in this box or this protective volume. Some secret, you know, like they're writing a secret down on a piece of paper or something. And then they're designing this box using their engineering skills and designing this volume, the layout, the sensors and everything to where if somebody opens it, somebody cuts into it and so on, an alarm will sound. So they're learning about security and that aspect right there. And that's been really fun too. Very hands-on for the kids.
This is unbelievable stuff. These are high school students getting the hands-on experience here. And what a step up it's giving these students. You know, you talk about the jobs available at Crane and the opportunities that are there right at our back door. But you got to think these students who are taking this at the high school level now, Matt, are going to have their foot in the door early for a chance for great opportunities down the line.
And we actually had a joint meeting Monday morning with all the classes together. All the computer science classes together in the auditorium with these professionals, and the division leader came down too. And I have to give a shout out to Angie Mann. She's the strategic lead there for the division, and she's one of the ones that really paved the way to get this partnership going. They came down and they just talked about the opportunities that they have at Crane. And the opportunities that we have in this county, you know, these high technical jobs that we have, you don't have to go, if you're a student, you know, you don't have to go and get this highly technical training and degree and then go work somewhere else. You can come back home and use those skills here in this county, and that's what we're trying to show our kids.
I can only imagine the look on the students' eyes, Matt, when they, you know, launched that rocket up as high as the water tower, or got able to, or were able to sound off that alarm in your volume experiment there. They had to the wow factor had to be amazing.
And it's great. And, you know, we have a third project going on too, where the kids are using FPGAs. They're pretty much little microchips, field programmable gate arrays. And they're figuring those out, but pretty much an FPGA is just about anything that we use anymore that has a chip in it. You know, so everything that we're doing is very hands-on and rewarding for our kids. And it's rewarding for those that are coming down and helping out, too. This project has just been an awesome experience all the way around.
I would say so. Matt Riney, again, computer science teacher at Washington High School. Such big things going on at Washington High School. This is just a tip of the iceberg. I can't stress enough what's going on between those walls up there. Students are getting the hands-on experience just like we talked about here. That is second to none. Hats off for all of the organizers pulling this off. Matt, I know this doesn't feel like work. You have to be having as much fun as the kids at this point, right?
Oh, yes. It's a blast. And any teacher wants this, and I think any adult wants it too. But just to see the kids' eyes light up, you can see the gears turning in their brains and everything. They're all about this, and especially, you know, when we add the competition aspect, you know, like that volume control project we talked about where they trade the boxes to each other, and they're actually going to try and break into each other's boxes. So I don't think we've talked about that, but that'll be fun. But just the competition aspect right there, it's just really rewarding.
What a
deal. As a teacher, and it's good for the kids, too.
Well, Matt Riney, thank you so much for sharing the time with us today. We definitely wanted to get this word out because this is something that hopefully will continue each year now. Is that correct?
Yes, and this is a pilot program through Crane, and they're hoping to expand it, you know, to other schools as well. You know, so, but they're testing it with us first. We're kind of paving the way right here. It'll keep spreading. So, yeah.
Awesome. Well, Matt, keep up the great work. Thank you again for sharing the information with us today on Take 5. We certainly appreciate it.
All right. Thank you.
Take 5 for your community, a service of the Legends Village on Troy Road in Washington. You'll love the living at the Legends.